The race for governor of Massachusetts is more crowded as of this morning as State Attorney General Martha Coakley enters the race. Coakley launched her bid in a video put up on her website early this morning.
You know, a lot of folks say that politics is tough, and it can be. I know what it's like to lose a race. I know how hard that is. But you know what? It's nothing compared to what so many people go through every day in their lives.
Coakley joins at least four other Democrats, one Republican, and one independent in running for governor. She's also one of two women seeking to make history by becoming the first woman elected governor. Joining us this morning to talk about that is the only woman to have served in the office, former acting Massachusetts Governor Jane Swift. Good morning, Governor, and thanks for speaking to Morning Edition.
Thank you for having me.
So Martha Coakley becomes the second woman in the race for governor, along with former state and federal homeland security official Juliette Kayyem. Are you surprised that two strong women are running for governor?
I'm not surprised. I do think that the barriers for women candidates are falling. We now have our first female senator in Massachusetts. We have two constitutional officers, which has never happened before. So it's fun to celebrate the breaking of the glass ceiling, but I'm really looking forward to the day when women entering and winning big races is just a ho-hum type of event.
And yet we've never elected a woman governor. You were the acting governor appointed when Paul Cellucci left office to become U.S. ambassador to Canada. What has the barrier been to that in Massachusetts, do you think?
Well, I think campaigns depend on a lot of complicated factors. Certainly, Martha Coakley or Juliette Kayyem will have an advantage in getting the ear of women voters, who are a very important constituency group, but they're not a lock for women candidates. Martha Coakley has an advantage with prior fundraising that had traditionally been a challenge for women candidates, but that has been falling. And then I just think making sure that they connect with voters on the issues that are important to them, that are largely pocketbook issues at this point in our economy and in our country.
You mentioned Elizabeth Warren. Do you think that by electing Elizabeth Warren to the U.S. Senate, we've eliminated the talk about whether a woman in Massachusetts can be elected to higher office?
I don't think we've eliminated the conversation, but I think we're well on the way. Clearly, as we're talking about this morning, the governor's office is the last frontier and one hopefully will break in the not-too-distant future.
Former Governor Jane Swift, thank you very much for speaking to Morning Edition. Appreciate your time.
Thank you.